Our scripture lesson this morning is Psalm 23. It is one of the most widely known and memorized pieces of scripture. It is a psalm of comfort that is often recited when people feel threatened or scared. Many of us know it as a scripture that is often cited at funerals simply because it is a reminder to us that God is with us, especially in the difficult times of life. So hear now the scripture that comes to us from the book of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. It has been a difficult week. So much changed so fast in our world. Those are the words that began last Sunday's sermon, and they remain appropriate for us today. It has been a difficult week. Things keep changing rapidly. We have to critically examine every single action we do if we venture outside of our own homes and go out into public. We have to make sure that we are at least 3 to 6 feet apart. We have to be conscious not to touch our face and our eyes, our nose. And that can be hard. We do that even without even thinking about it. Shaking hands and giving hugs, that's no longer an option. And the hand washing. I don't know about you, but the next thing I'm going to stock up on is not toilet paper, it's hand lotion. So many people in our world have experienced and are experiencing some of the worst days of their lives. The numbers of those who have died around the world continue to rise. In Ohio, only 3 people have died from this virus so far, while in Italy, yesterday, 793 souls. That number represents a lot of grief, a lot of sorrow, an enormous amount of despair. Yet even in the midst of this great darkness, there is hope. There is light. And there is love. There are stories of people singing from balconies, of people sewing masks for hospital workers, of businesses converting themselves quickly to try to make ventilators, of restaurants doing what they can to make sure that kids have enough food to eat. These stories of hope, of love, and of joy or what our scripture today is all about. Psalm 23 is about giving us that hope, love, and joy during the darkest moments of our lives so that we may walk through those valleys knowing that we are not alone, that God is with us. Psalm 23 is a simple poem. Many of us learned it as children in Sunday school or vacation Bible school. We probably made one of those cheesy kid crafts with a portion of the verse printed on it that our moms probably have stashed somewhere in their house. This is a scripture that many of us memorized, whether we are faithful worshipers or not. And that is because it is read at so many funerals, even if we can't say all of it by heart, we recognize it immediately as soon as we hear the very first verse. Now, Psalms as a book in the Bible, Psalms speak to us. They have meaning for our lives. Most Christians and even some non-believers know the 23rd Psalm by heart. Why? Because it speaks of comfort. It speaks of love, and it brings comfort to us in the times of trouble and despair. The book of Psalms has a way of expressing feelings and our deepest emotions. Even when we cannot find our own words to talk with God, there is almost always a psalm that can express our feelings. Our feelings of joy, excitement, and praise, and our feelings of sadness, anger, oppression. For the ancient Hebrews, the Psalms were the community hymnal. They were the heart of worship. They were written on behalf of the community. They speak for the community. When we read a psalm, we often have it translated in the first person, but the intent of the psalmist was for it to speak for a whole community, for all of us. A whole community gathered together to worship God. To worship God by bringing all of their feelings, all of their emotions. And this is what we do today. We bring all of ourselves, all of our emotions to God. We are walking through a dark valley in our lives today. The world is walking through a terrible, dark valley, and we are worried. We are afraid. This valley is not like any valley we have ever faced before. It is a valley that has separated us, one from the other, by at least 3 to 6 feet, and oftentimes more. At a time when we need each other the most, we cannot physically be together. For many of us, that is the worst part of this valley. Now, in his commentary on Psalm 23, Reverend James Howell reminds us that there is something special about the way the author of Psalm 23 reminds us that even in our darkest valley, God is there and God is with us. Reverend Howell wrote, in the original Hebrew of Psalm 23, there are exactly 26 words before and after the phrase, "Thou art with me." Perhaps the poet was boldly declaring that God being with us is at the very center of our lives. God is with us. We are not alone here. The whole gospel is that God is with us. Another name for Jesus is Emmanuel, which literally means God with us. John Wesley's dying words were, "The best of all is God is with us. God does not shelter us from trouble. God does not magically manipulate everything to suit us. But the glorious with us is unassailable, unchangeable, and that is the only fact that matters. God is with us. Nothing can change that fact. Not coronavirus, not a recession, not even empty aisles at the supermarket where the toilet paper should be. Nothing. For God is with us at all times and in all places. God is with us, walking with us, sitting with us, holding our hand when no one else can. God is there." Now, for many of us, social media has become both a lifeline to the outside world and a much-needed distraction from the constant negativity that we hear on the news about this virus. And I admit, readily, that I probably spend too much time on social media. But these days, it is a connection to many people that I care deeply about around the world. So yesterday, my high school friend Douglas posted a video link to Bette Midler singing From a Distance. And yes, I have his permission to quote him, because he wrote this on his post. So a friend of mine posted this video. I admit I chuckled a bit at first when I saw it, as I am a bit cynical, and Douglas is. However, I watched the entire video, and when it was done, I was sobbing. I was not sad, mind you. I was just reminded of the beauty of faith, of hope, faith, and love. I was reminded of the physical, emotional, and spiritual healing that is possible when facing our challenges. There are so many uncertainties right now, and many are facing very difficult times. Hope, faith, and love will persevere. Hope, faith, and love will persevere as long as we are the ones reminding each other that God is with us. We are not alone. God is with us, leading us through this dark valley. So as we move forward into this next week, and we do not know what lies ahead, and we do not know how much darker this valley will be, we know that we do not walk alone. We know that God is with us. Amen.